We screen for breast cancer and colon cancer, among others. The scientific consensus is that these screenings help detect and prevent disease from spreading. But one Seattle doctor found that lung cancer screenings alone may not be enough to motivate smokers to quit. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
Dr. Stephen Zellyett and his colleagues wanted to get a sense of patients' attitudes and perceptions of smoking. They wanted to know how primary care doctors can bring up the topic of screening and talk about quitting smoking. So the researchers recruited 37 current longtime smokers around the country and offered them lung cancer screenings. After the test, participants were asked what their habit means to their health.
We found that patients were interpreting the results in all kinds of different ways that were not very accurate.
Zellyett is a researcher at the VA Puget Sound Health System and professor at the UW School of Public Health. He says some of the participants believe the screenings alone would protect them from dying of lung cancer. Even when a non-cancerous nodule was found, participants took home a different message.
Oh, well, that meant I've been saved. Screening has now saved my life because it's found this thing early. I'm so happy that I don't have to treat it right away, that I can just watch it. And the motivation for quitting smoking kind of goes out the window.
So it would be like a patient with a family history of high cholesterol who goes in for screening, finds out things are okay for now, and then thinks there's no need to exercise. Zellyett would like to see more counseling to help smokers kick the habit. He's planning to do more research and study how providers can use screening results as an opportunity for smoking cessation. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.